We'll have more news next hour, but for now, I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. And remember, if you're not wearing tights,
stay out of the fight.
Thanks for listening, Metrodelphia.
And we're out. Don't forget, everyone, staff meeting in 10 minutes.
I am so hungry. Good thing the mic is nowhere near my stomach.
Well, drink fast. Here's your order from the smoothie bar.
Oh, come on. People, it's Kelly with an I, thank you very much. I've only been working here 12 years.
12?
Next month.
Wow. I remember when you first came here. I thought you'd be gone inside of 2 years for a job closer to Hollywood.
Yeah, well, reveal the secret identity of the superhero who owns half the news stations in California, and that becomes a little tougher.
Freezing fog? Really?
It is the only weather as fun to make as it is to say. But in fairness, I rarely get to work with it.
Hi, Dirk. Hi, Kelly.
It is so hard not to say howdy, Heidi.
I appreciate the effort.
Kelly?
Your Grace.
Wow, 15 seconds before you two made the room uncomfortable. Not a record, but not bad.
Do not exaggerate.
He's not, Countess. The temperature in the room dropped like 10 degrees. Would you mind turning that off?
I apologize. I'll warm things up. So let it be.
Oh, yay. Tropical heat and humidity. And I'm wearing wool.
Are you? I hadn't noticed.
We're here.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, you two.
I hope this meeting doesn't take too long. Professor Plasma is hosting a charity bingo tournament tonight for the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Kaiju. Captain Goody said he'd buy me a couple of cards, and I want to make sure I'm dressed for the occasion.
Does anyone know what this is about?
Budget cuts. It's always budget cuts when they have these meetings.
Oh, please don't let them put me on hiatus again. The mutants have some injuries, but they can still finish out the season.
Does having your legs turned into styrofoam really just count as injury?
In this town?
Do not let them put you on hiatus, honey. You find work elsewhere. Not that I want to lose you.
You are the best sports reporter we've had since I got here. And not just because that bar was low.
There was the drunk guy, the other drunk guy, the guy who called me Toots, the one with the gambling addiction.
And don't forget the toxic masculinity.
Oh, I run into that all the time with sports reporters.
No, Sam's talking about the reporter who turned into a supervillain who went by the name of Toxic Masculinity.
It took me 7 lightning bolts to bring him down.
I seem to recall you hit him with a full dozen.
Some of those were just because he deserved it.
Sorry, I know it's awful for the new guy to be late. I just had to get all the post-flight things taken care of. Hi, I'm Chopper Will.
That's completely understandable. I'm Sam. This is Sally and Dirk and Kelly and Heidi and the Countess.
Welcome aboard. We saved you a seat right here.
Oh my gosh. Is she trying to make that happen again? She's dated like 4 clones from the Chopper Corps.
I suppose you could say she has a type.
And she has decent hearing as well.
Sorry.
Maybe a change of subject is called for. We were talking about the budget cuts?
Budget cuts?
Alleged budget cuts.
It's going to be budget cuts.
Well, I think I still have some ramen from last time.
I agree with Kelly. You should try to find other work.
Not that we want to lose you.
Sure.
I'm 28 years old and the lead sports reporter for a major news station. That literally doesn't happen in this industry. And besides, all it will take is one Metrodelphia team to,
not suck like a nuclear-powered vacuum?
Have a successful season. Just one, and things will turn around. Getting this job was all I ever wanted ever since I was 11 and went with my mother to see the Winter Olympics in Evelania.
The year they turned a freeze ray on the crowd and held all the athletes hostage?
Well, sure, but before that, the hockey games were really impressive.
Have you ever been to a sporting event that went off without a hitch?
I think I saw a 100-yard dash that ended normally. Anyway, we were sitting behind the commentators from Australia. I kind of fell in love with it. I got hurt playing hockey and had to sit out a game or two. Then when it turned out I was the only one who could follow the puck and do the commentating, I gave up playing and haven't looked back.
That's great. I love hearing stories about people finding their passion.
Is your passion to pilot a helicopter?
The chopper is the key to happiness, and a life lived in a chopper is a good life.
Well, while we're talking about why someone might want to keep working here...
Why is everyone looking at me?
Not sure how to put this.
You don't always seem... happy.
Oh, don't be silly. Sure, my ulcers have ulcers on their ulcers, and my doctor did tell me he'd never seen an aorta look like it was crying before. But I've lived in this city my whole life. My kids grew up here.
You've never thought of leaving?
Well, on occasion I've considered it, of course. But every time I started to work on my resume, I somehow get...
Hey, sorry to interrupt.
Of course.
Hey, Gunny. You have another message from the owner?
Well, yes, but the message is, don't tell them I'm here until the meeting.
Gordy's coming?
Your old boyfriend?
No, her old fiancé. Countess, your pay and position aren't changing. Same with you, Chopper Dave.
Chopper will, sir.
If you're still alive next week, tell me then. Keely?
Kelly?
Whatever. You've got a nice warm coat. If not too bad, I'm pulling you off as anchor. Dirk, you'll be alone at the desk, while Keely here will be a roving reporter for a while. You too, Bravado.
What? But what about the sports beat?
If any Metrodelphia teams actually finish a game, you can consider that breaking news. Anything beyond that, Gunny's going to cover.
But, boss, I don't know anything about sports.
Neither do our listeners. It doesn't matter. I need Keely Sunshine and Heidi Bravado in the field, and I'm not hiring more talent, so you're elected.
Goodness me, Gordy. I'm not really sure we need four roving reporters. Sally and I have been covering things pretty well.
And also, it's really not my dream job to get kidnapped. Sally's way better at that than I am.
Hey, I don't want to hear that kind of talk. I pay good money for supervillain kidnap insurance for everyone on this staff. Don't be acting like you're too good for it, Bravado. As for you, Sam, you're right. We don't need four roving reporters.
You can't mean you're letting Sam go.
Or Sally.
Don't be stupid, Sam. Of course he's not letting go of me. I'm irreplaceable.
And modest.
But, Sally, it sort of sounds like we just did get replaced by Kelly and Heidi.
Is this how you two get to the bottom of a story? Because if so, I need to rethink a few things.
Gordy, why don't you just tell us what's going on?
Because I'm not the right person for that job. Let me introduce the lady with the machine on the dolly cart.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a warm welcome for the woman who puts the penitents in penitentiary, the role in parole, and the citizen in recidivism. It is I, Professor Whiz Boom Bang.
Holy crow!
Are you kidding me?
I just said I didn't want to get kidnapped.
Citizen in recidivism?
I will admit that the introductory monologues were a bit more of a challenge since I got out of the hoosegal. You there. You look like a minion.
I'm the station manager.
Close enough for me. Plug this in and then flip the yellow switch on the left.
Fine.
Gunny, maybe don't do the thing that the homicidal maniac wants you to do.
I beg your pardon, Sterling. I am 100% reformed. Just ask my lawyer. This device is a marvel of science, which will give this new station a chance to revolutionize the world as we know it.
Oh, okay. I'm confused now. Do I plug this thing in?
I'm voting no.
Seconded.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But before I start hurling lightning bolts and gale-force winds, would someone please explain what's going on?
Hold your fire, Countess. Professor Whiz Boom Bang is here on community service.
Is she serving the community for dinner?
Everybody unclench, all right. Professor, would you explain what your device does?
This machine is the height of brilliance, which only a mind as phenomenal as my own could possibly...
I mean explain without hyperbole.
It makes portals through time and space.
Thank you.
Ugh, I feel so... common.
Wait, I don't understand. Why would you need something to transport you through time and space when you have the most perfect vehicle ever developed? Truly, the chopper is mankind's greatest invention.
Anyway...
All right, listen up. This is very simple. I'm sending my two best field reporters on a little jaunt through time and space. Imagine it. Interviews with Genghis Khan, Vlad the Impaler, Socrates!
Or maybe someone who spoke English?
Good thinking, Hard Throttle. That's why I keep you around. Professor, can you make that happen?
For the greatest brain in this, or any generation, it is a trivial matter of...
So, when are we leaving?
Nice one, Simpson. That's why I keep you around.
Sadly, I'm not so sure this is a good idea for us.
You couldn't be more right, Sam. It's a good idea for me. With my many years of experience as a reporter, I'm perfectly capable of handling this on my own.
But Sally, time travel could be very dangerous.
Especially for the world record holder for most times being abducted.
And remember, Captain Goody won't be going with you. And getting abducted by, I don't know, Caligula maybe? That can't end well.
Oh, please. There's nothing to worry about. Passing through the portal releases a chemical reaction which shuts down the curiosity centers of the brain, so no one within 100 yards will ask too many questions. Then, when you pass through again, it activates the amnesia portion of the brain, so no one will remember you were there. You can't even mess up the timeline!
All right. Well, the machine is plugged in, and I flip the switch.
I'm still not sure this is a good idea.
Well, I am. Here, take this recording equipment. Send them through, Professor.
Wait!
Bye, Sally. Bye, Sam. I'll see you when you get back and I've conquered the city!
What?
Oh, sorry. Just the first part. Bye!
And I think that's checkmate.
Huh. Silas, do the rules of this game keep changing every time you play?
No, I think they've been pretty consistent for the last 100 years or so.
And you actually know how to play chess? You're not just making it up as you go along?
I promise you, we're playing the right way.
You're playing the right way. I keep losing.
Is the game over then?
It is indeed.
Well, you finished faster than the poker game over there. Winner buys the drinks.
As per the usual. 2 sarsaparillas, if you please.
Coming right up.
Mr. Slim, if that was supposed to be your bluff, I think I need to remind you that I can see 4 out of the 5 cards you've got. Cards. Seriously, have you ever won a hand of cards?
Oh, Slim's a regular card sharp, Miss Clarabelle. Don't let him fool you, but he's not the most dangerous man at this table, ladies. Why, when he and I play together, I beat him almost every other time.
Caleb, you all right?
Just a small touch of apoplexy. Happens to me a lot when I'm sitting in this chair.
Understood. It's my turn, right? I call?
With 2 pairs showing, yes. Yes, you do.
So that was a good play?
It would have been. Call.
What do you mean, would have been?
Well, now that we're done bidding, let's take a look. Slim has a pair of kings. Sam has a seemingly random assortment of cards. You and Miss Clarabelle both have pairs of 6s and 4s, but your remaining card is higher.
So that means I win?
No. It means everybody else loses to my 3 of a kind.
Dadgummit!
You are allowed to leave a hand you have no chance of winning, you know.
All right! This here's a hold-up. Everybody get your hands up in the air where I can see them.
Yeah, and he don't mean poker hands, neither. We want to see your real hands. I'm not falling for that again.
Well, Why isn't anyone moving?
I'm going with stunned silence.
You're robbing a saloon, not a bank.
Why would we rob a bank? They don't have any beer there. Gee, these people are pretty slow on the uptake, huh, brother?
Don't you use my real name, you nincompoop. They don't know who we are.
That's not really true at all, Barnabas.
Yeah. See, the bandana over the face trick only really works if you're in a place where people haven't known you for years. Now, boys, I have, as they say, the drop on you. If you would please put your guns on the ground before I need to see how good a shot I am from 6 inches away.
What in the world?
Well, that's new.
Oh my, how picturesque and rustic.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sam Sterling, and this is Sally Simpson. We're reporters from the future who've come to interview you.
I feel like I should be much more curious about what you just said, but that works for me. What can we do for you?
Well, for starters, can you tell us where and when we are?
The year is 1877. The Dakota Territory is a grim and desolate place. But in the small town of Sweet Ravine, law and order rules. The keeper of that peace is the most feared gunslinger west of the Mississippi.
Jody, are you feeling all right?
Sorry. Not sure what just happened there.
We're not interrupting your gunfight, are we?
Gunfight?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Barnabas Cletus, drop your guns before I drop you.
Maybe we should try and shoot our way out, Cletus.
Did your daddy beat you with a stupid stick? The sheriff has a gun on your backs. The deputy drew her gun 5 minutes ago. And if either of them don't shoot you, I will.
And don't forget me. The temperance movement will not allow this kind of lawlessness in this town.
Clarabelle, why don't you hand me that scattergun? You're on your fourth whiskey.
Oh, thank you, dearie. And Jody, I'll need another one when we're done here.
Can we just surrender, Brother Barnabas? I was hoping to go a whole month without getting shot.
All right then, Cletus. But don't call me Brother Barnabas.
Oh my! May I ask for our listeners back home, what has caused you gentlemen to lead such twisted lives that you turn to armed robbery?
Golly, miss. I don't know. I guess maybe it started back in college.
You went to college?
Kitty, that's a town up north, about 20 miles from here.
Yeah, our daddy took us up there to see the can-can ladies when they stopped having them here.
Sorry, what? There used to be dancing girls here in Sweet Ravine.
Oh, yeah. You can see where the floorboards are lighter over there. Used to be a stage. Why, I remember when Jody herself used to...
Sam, let me remind you that the reason I let you run up such a high bar tab is that you agreed to keep certain information unspoken. Are you sure you want to finish that sentence?
What sentence? I didn't say a word.
Sheriff, may I ask your name for our listeners?
Alex Rawhide Law. A pleasure to meet you.
I imagine being a female sheriff has its fair share of challenges.
That is true. And one of those challenges is having to keep answering that question every time I meet a new person.
Oh, apologies. No offense meant.
None taken. Just pointing out it's hardly an original question.
I see. Well, how about this one? What do you do to relax after arresting a dangerous criminal?
Now, why on earth would I need to relax? Dragging these two smelly varmints into jail is relaxing. It gives me a sense that everything is in its proper place.
Is that something we should be concerned about?
No, but that might be. Sally, there's two portals that just opened up. Which one do we go through?
I'll go through the one on the left, you go through the one on the right, and we'll meet up later, Sam.
Sally, we really shouldn't split up.
I agree. But I guess whoever's behind the portal on the right will just have to be satisfied with the second best reporter from KGDY. See you later, Sam.
Bye, Missy.
I think she meant me, actually. Well, I'd better go. Nice meeting you all.
What just happened?
I won the hand with three of a kind.
No, after that.
You know, I'm not sure either, but I think I need to arrest these two.
What are we being arrested for?
Just to be safe. Come on.
You've been listening to From Soup to Nuts, Part 1, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk Hardthrottle and Sam were Rick Tennant. Kelly Sunbeam and Kitty were Brianna Kuby. Heidi Bravado and Jesse were Rebecca Scheimer. The Countess of Clouds and Jody were Liz Music. Sally and Alex were Jill Wenzel. Sam Sterling and Caleb were Dan Wenzel. Chopper Will and Barnabas were Andrew Dell. Gunny and Cletus were Adam Gastenge. Gordy and Silas were Aaron Manka White. And Professor Whizboom Bang and Clarabelle were Andy Gastenge. News theme and Fig Leaf Times 2 by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.